is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123. Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee from Fort Loramie. Tonight, the Fort Loramie girls take on Tippecanoe, and it could be a very good basketball game. Tippecanoe comes in as one of the best high school programs on the girls' side in the Midwest, number two preseason, state of Ohio. According to JJHuddle.com, head coach Carla Siegel's Fort Loramie girls, fast, improving, a 4-1 start, played Minster mighty tough last week in a game we covered here on Scores Broadcast. In fact, outscored Minster in two of the four periods, held Minster to 15 points in a three-quarter stretch, although Minster won the game with a big second period. Tippecanoe has won 70-some basketball games, Chuck, the last 3 years in high school basketball. A regional championship loss to Alder, another regional championship loss to Alder, another regional final loss to Alder, a regional semifinal loss to Alder. Alder is down this year, finally, and Tippecanoe could go all the way to Division II head coach Carlos Siegel's team has a big task ahead of it here tonight, and that is literal because Tippecanoe is sizable.
Well, they got some big girls, and I'll tell you, they had a lot coming back. They were going to be an outstanding basketball team,
yep.
And if the rich get richer as Maddie Frederick, a 6-foot senior, moves in, she's going to Iowa State on a basketball scholarship. And not that they needed the help, but I'm sure that they will take her. She is going to be a lot of fun to watch tonight.
Yeah, this young lady about whom you speak played high school basketball last year in Chandler, Arizona. She was All-State in Arizona as a sophomore and was All-State again last year, led her team to a state title one of those two seasons. And she's the anchor, 16.5 points a game. She is every bit of, 6 feet, 6 feet and an inch?
6 feet, yeah, is what they're saying.
And she's very unselfish, outstanding passer, as well as a good scorer. She drained 11 points in Tip's last victory. 14 assists. She handed out 14 from the middle of the floor. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie has been assisting teammates extremely well. A good sight to see. Marissa Myring coming off an excellent game as Fort Loramie in its last contest buried Fairlawn. Marissa was outstanding, 21 points. Kenzie Holscher, who has done all the little things extremely well up to the last game, except for scoring a bunch of points, knocked down 11. So she's picking up her game in the scoring column. Macy Imwally had 8. Kennedy Gebhart had 8 in Fort Loramie's last victory. Redskins somehow tonight, Chuck, will need to play fabulous defense and somehow pry the ball loose, get some steals, make some easy baskets. They'll be outsized, won't be out-hustled, that's for sure. Redskins somehow need to get off to a good start, make this interesting heading into the third quarter so the pressure then falls on the shoulders of the Tip girls.
Well, the one thing you know about Fort Loramie is that they play these games every year. They've been playing them for as long as you can remember.
Yep.
Carlos Siegel doesn't back away from games like this, and these are the type of games that come tournament time when everybody goes, how do they get things turned around?
Uh-huh.
It's games like this in the fourth or fifth game of the season that brings this back. Loramie's going to have to not turn the ball over. They're going to have to play strong with the basketball, get the shots that they need to take. They're probably not going to be able to get a lot of stuff in the lane, so they're going to have to shoot the ball from the outside well. And on the defensive end, they have to limit Tip to one shot, put a body on them, and make sure they're not getting 3 or 4 cracks at it each time down the floor.
Yeah, if anybody in Division IV girls basketball can make this very competitive tonight against powerhouse Division II Tippecanoe, it's head coach Carlos Siegel's club, 19th year at Fort Loramie, averaging better than 20 wins per season. If anybody can, Carla can.
Well, we went up, and I'm not going to remember the name. We went up to Berlin Highland, and they played a team from the Cleveland area, wasn't
yes.
it? That was a Division II school that was a very good basketball team, and they thumped them.
Yeah.
And that is what Loramie expects to do. Every time out on the floor, you don't come into this gym and have any of these girls down there thinking that they're not going to win the game tonight.
Nope. Tippecanoe 4-0, and it's a strong 4-0. A 10-point win over a very good Miami East team. A 6-point win over the best Division I club in the Dayton area, Fairmont. Tippecanoe has easy victories over Sydney and Piqua recently in the GWAC North. And Tippecanoe, in beating Fairmont, Chuck, ousted the Fairmont team, which sported a 6'3", a 6'3", a 6'1", and a 6-footer.
Wow.
Their Division I is a noted, clearly the most superb team in the Dayton area, and Tippecanoe has already thumped them.
Well, that'll give you nothing but mad confidence to go out and play your basketball games, but, you know, They need to stay focused.
Yes.
They need to realize that it's early in the season and they can't start taking these games for granted. They need to be prepared tonight because this is going to be a tussle for them.
Redskins have gotten better already through 5 games. Wins over Botkins, 59-28 and a 48-34. West Liberty Salem in the opener here, Thanksgiving weekend, 50-31. A recent triumph over Fairlawn, 67-18. and a hard-fought loss to Minster, 35-26, a game that was a lot closer than most everybody expected. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors on board with us tonight for Fort Loramie girls basketball as the Redskins host Tippecanoe. Very good crowd on hand across the way from Fort Loramie. At Tippecanoe partisans down to our left. Thanks to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, and M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Tomorrow night, we are right back here at Fort Loramie as the boys go into action, sporting an unbeaten record to date. Head coach Corey Britton's team entertains Franklin Monroe, a very good Division IV club as well. In fact, Franklin Monroe plays Minster in the fly into the hoop at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, Martin Luther King weekend. Fort Loramie is there as well. So tomorrow night, pitch two fly into the hoop teams. Franklin Monroe from the Cross County Conference, Fort Loramie from the Shelby County League. Should be a fine basketball game tomorrow night, and we are here for that one. Tip at 7:30, webcast time 7:10. And then this coming Friday, the Fort Loramie boys travel to Fairlawn. That, too, should be a pretty good ball game. Fairlawn much better than the four-point loss to open the season at Botkins.
Well, they've got some kids back, and they play a couple of freshman twins that we're impressed with. They're going to get better. Mm-hmm. Loramie should win the game, but it's not going to be a walkover.
We'd like to thank Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495 at Sydney Car Care. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, which will make your ideas come to life. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. And the in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. Starting lineups in the tip, Fort Loramie and Tippecanoe in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about in-between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the in-between tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the in-between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the in-between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the in-between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the in-between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-between those tasty bites.
The food at the in-between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on the phone for you sports fans here in the Upper Miami Valley. We'd like to thank the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, which came on board last spring here on scoresbroadcast.com. Vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 for the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, or go to the web at facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In addition, these ANA sponsors tonight, Adams Tech Solutions with on-time high-tech computer solutions and customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in ANA, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, also an underwriting sponsor. John gives you his best shot at John Hemp Imagery. Starting lineups being introduced for both teams. Tippecanoe to our left in the road black, red numbers outlined in white. And the Fort Laramie Redskins in the home white, black numerals trimmed in red. Kennedy Gebhardt starts at guard. Kennedy is a sophomore, 5 feet, 5 inches tall. Very good start to the 2017-18 season for Kennedy. Kenzie Holscher, 5'11", a freshman, also in the opening five, coming off her best game of the season offensively in the recent Fort Laramie win over Fairlawn. Taylor Routerman, 5 feet, 5 inches tall, and a sophomore, very good three-point shooter, outstanding driver to the basket. Patty Meyer, 5'5", senior point guard, she runs the controls. And Marissa Myring, 5'9", sophomore, leading scorer on the year for Fort Laramie.
Well, you take a look at this. You got 5 seniors starting for Tip, and you have three sophomores, a freshman, and a senior starting for Fort Laramie. So just experience-wise, you got to give the edge to Tip.
The Lady Red Devils have Brooke Oslagi, 5'10", and a junior, starting at a wing position. And as Chuck noted, she is the only non-senior in the opening five for Tip. Claire Hinkle, 5'7", a senior. Callie Stewart, 5'10", a senior, 13 points a game. Allison Mader, 5'8", a senior, 14 points a game. And Maddie Frederick, 6 feet tall, a senior, 16.5 points per game. In the last game played by Tip, Chuck, 26 for 27 for 4 players from two-point land in the Tip starting five.
That's impressive.
Opening tip to start the game is won by Fort Laramie. Redskins get it down inside. Shot missed, deflected by Tip. Tie up on the rebound. Arrow favors the Red Devils. Yep, Tippecanoe averaging a couple 3 inches better per player on the floor. And again, in experience, no comparison, although the Fort Laramie girls, being young, have played a lot already in the last couple seasons. Tippecanoe with the ball, top of the circle, it's Mader. Mader hands it off to Callie Stewart. Stewart to Claire Hinkle. Ball knocked away by Fort Laramie, loose at midcourt, it's on the deck. Who's got it? Scrum for it, and it is out of bounds, touched last by Fort Laramie. That's what the Redskins have to do, be disruptive.
Absolutely, get on the floor, you have to, and try to out-hustle them if they can do it.
40 seconds gone, no score. Tippecanoe inbounding right in front of us. Maddie Frederick throws it into backcourt. Ball handled 30 feet away by Claire Hinkle. Foul line it goes to Oslagi. Ball weaved around the top of the circle to Frederick. Frederick on the bounce into the paint. Finds an open player baseline right. It is Hinkle firing from 15. Missed it. Strong. Barely caught iron. Rebound loose in the lane. Picked up by Tip. Shot short. No good. Tippecanoe another rebound and a foul against Fort Laramie. And the Redskins somehow, some way, must limit second and third shots by Tip here tonight.
Yeah, well, they got an experience and size deficit that they're going to have to really work hard to overcome.
Maddie Frederick, 6 foot senior, leading scorer in the team, drains the free throw. Fouled in the act of shooting. Here's her second. Dead eye right on the money. 2-0 in favor of Tip. A minute gone. Fort Laramie's Meyer down the floor to Myring in the right corner. Ball thrown out front to Taylor Ratterman. Now it's whipped to Meyer. Outside the arc on the left, Ratterman feeds foul line to teammate Myring. back to Ratterman, fakes the three-pointer, drives into the lane, dishes low on the left to Meiring, who overshoots from 5 feet, rebound down to Tip. Quickly forecourt right, Frederick. Barrels in from the right wing, pulls up, banks in a runner from 8 feet away. 4 points for Frederick of Tip, which leads 4-0.
Being from Chandler, Arizona, I wonder if she's enjoying this beautiful Ohio weather.
Fort Loramie, forecourt to her left. Meiring's got the ball at the foul line. Bounces to Ratterman in the left corner. Straight away to Hattie Meyer. 6 minutes gone, first period. Tip up, 4-0. Here's a long three ball outside the arc. Left side of the floor, but Ratterman overshoots. No good. Loose ball rebound. Kenzie Holscher right back into the lane to a teammate. Pried loose, but Tippecanoe. And here come the Red Devils left to right. Cherry picking other end is Tippecanoe layup. Yes, Callie Stewart. 6-0 Fort Loramie, which crashed the board on the Redskins' last offensive possession, and nobody could get back. Meyer gives it up right wing to Kennedy Gebhardt. She starts to the elbow and dragged a pivot foot. Possession Tip.
Not the start that the Redskins were hoping for, I'm sure.
Head coach Andy Holderman in his third year at Tip. Is only 3 years as a varsity head coach, teaches at Vandalia Butler. But boy, he knows what he's doing. He and I talked basketball strategy for about 10 minutes, 45 minutes or so ago. And the young ladies for Tip have great respect for Coach Holderman, who lost last year and the year before to Alter, eventual state champs in the regional. Tippecanoe girls, undoubtedly, Chuck, one of the top two or three teams in the state the last 2 years in Division II,
yep.
just could not get past Alder.
Well, Alder was a real juggernaut for 4 years, but like you said, they've lost everybody.
Here's a nice drive by Kennedy Gebhardt for Fort Loramie as she steered her way through the lane, probed the middle of the floor, got below the foul stripe, and banked it in straight away. Nice effort by Gebhardt. 6-2. Fort Loramie down 4. Redskins are on the board. Here's Frederick, 25 feet away to Oslagi for Tip. Left side of the floor, Stewart. Finds a teammate down low on the left. It's caught and laid in. Good maneuver down inside by Frederick. Or I should say it was Oslagi who got the good feed. 8-2, Tip. 4:19 to go in the first quarter. Fort Loramie's Holscher gives it up high right to Abby Holdhouse, who's in now for the Redskins. 5'10 senior. Holdhouse dropped it, picked it back up, gave it to Kenzie Holscher. Redskins clear out for her. She starts to drive and overplay and a foul committed by Stewart of Tip. Tippecanoe is going to be extremely good, Chuck, even without the transfer move-in from the state of Arizona.
Yeah, they were going to be a strong basketball team, and then that didn't hurt any.
Taylor Ratterman will inbound. Baseline left of the basket for Fort Loramie. She pitches foul stripe to Holdhouse, who puts it on the deck, enters the paint. Ball is batted loose by Tip, which comes away with it. Here come the Red Devils down the left side of the floor. It's Stewart, and it's poked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 3:56 to go in the first, 8-2 in favor of Tippecanoe. Getting set to inbound for the Red Devils across the way is Mater. Long lob down inside for Frederick. Frederick latched onto it 5 feet from the basket. Whistle blows, maybe a push-off?
She got a little bit of a shove. Her arm extended, and that's why they made the call. It was a good call.
Mm-hmm. So Fort Loramie gets possession without Tip scoring, and here come the Redskins, forecourt to her left, 3:48 to go, first quarter, 8-2 in favor of Tip. Ball thrown baseline left to Ratterman. Ratterman feeds on the arc to Macy Imwally, who's coming off a very good game against Fairlawn. Between the rings to Holscher. Holscher on the dribble. Still dribbling, head of the key, fakes right, goes left, below the paint, finds an open teammate down low on the left, catch is made, ball laid in by Meiring. 8-4, Tippecanoe up 4.
Outstanding look by Holscher that time.
Yep, it was a superb pass. 3:17 left in the first. Tip up 4. Tippecanoe dribbling on the arc. The weave is underway. Claire Hinkle's got it. Gives it up the elbow on the left to the jump shooter. It's fired by Stewart. Off the ring, no good. Long rebound tip. Here's a throw down inside. Shot off the underneath side of the rim. Rebound taken down by Meyering of Fort Loramie. Here's a chest pass up ahead. Almost broken up the tip. Gathered, though, by Imwally. Baseline to Holscher. Hits a teammate down low on the left. It's Alyssa Rassman who's in now for Fort Loramie. Shot deflected. Tie-up occurs. Fort Loramie ball. Redskins giving a very good account of themselves against Division II powerhouse Tippecanoe, 8-4, 2:46 to go here in the first. Redskins ball, baseline right. Playmaker is Ratterman. Looking, lobbing to Rassman, foul stripe, inadvertent buzzer sounds, and Fort Loramie will inbound it once again.
Oops, it's early in the season.
Playmaker Ratterman once more. Looking, fires low on the left, intending to reach Gebhardt, broken up and stolen by Tippecanoe. Here come the Red Devils down the floor in a hurry. Pulling up on the arc is Kendall Clodfelder, who's in. There's an errant pass by Tipp, stolen by Ratterman of Fort Loramie. She dashes down the floor, skips into the forecourt. Baseline right, shoots a runner, strong, no good. Rebound low on the left by Holthouse of Fort Loramie. Beautifully done by Abby, who got position, used her muscle, and pumped one in. 8-6, Fort Loramie's down two. 2:12 to go in the first quarter. Tippecanoe with the ball in the arc. Here's a long three-pointer by Clodfelder. Much too strong. It clears the rim, hits the bottom of the glass. Fort Loramie scrambles for the rebound, and the Redskins get a timeout. Down by a bucket. 2 minutes to go first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Thank you to these Fort Loramie Game sponsors tonight. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. Fort Loramie with possession, down a bucket. Gebhardt to Ratterman straight away. Back to Kennedy on the right flank. Left-hand dribble to the foul line. Reaching in his tip, which ties up Gebhardt. Very good defensive play by the Red Devils' Allison Mader. Arrow favors the visiting team. Hallie Varvel, a 5'7 senior, in now for Tip. Red Devils have used seven different young ladies. Here's a very good pass by Tippecanoe out high. What a dish by Clodfelder. As she found a teammate down low on the right, Mader. Mader survived some contact and managed to get the ball to glance in off the window. Here's a bad pass by Fort Loramie. Then Tip returns the favor. It's tracked down near the timeline by Kenzie Holscher. And she is called for over and back. I'm not sure that she collected that ball clearly in the forecourt. Maybe on top of the timeline, Chuck, but...
Yeah, that was an iffy call. I think you let that one go.
Yeah. Really don't know if an official was in clear-cut position to make that call. It's like the NFL when they review a goal line call.
Right.
And the camera's a little bit off angle, not looking right down the goal line. Minute to go in the first. Here's Tip shooting a long three from the left corner, and it's banked in by Mader. Don't believe she meant to kiss that one in off the window, but it went down. Gebhardt comes right back for Fort Loramie, overshoots a three. Scrap for the rebound on the inside, and Tip is on the arm. That last field goal by Tip, a triple, enabled the Red Devils to go ahead 13-6 with 54 seconds to go in the first. Baseline left of the basket. Fort Loramie will enter. Hattie Meyer inbounding. Lobbing foul line to Meyering. Meiring puts it on the floor. There's contact as she's shouldered by a tip player. Foul called against the Red Devils. Clodfelder picks it up. Clodfelder, a 5'6 sophomore. She's seen action off the bench, as has Haley Varville, a 5'7 senior. Fort Laramie inbounding deep left corner. Ball whistled to the inside, caught by Meiring low on the left. Can't get it to go. Got it back. Might have been fouled. No call. Look at Holdhouse go to work. Rebound is good. Abby Holdhouse. Oh, she's a blockbuster on the glass so far in this game. 13-8, tip up 5. Half minute to go in the first. Here's Tippecanoe down the floor. Quick jump shot from the foul line is lofted up there by Hinkle. Around and out. Rebound Fort Laramie. Redskins down 5. 19 seconds left in the first. Midcourt Meyer on the bounce. Hattie dribbles, foul line, pulls up, doesn't shoot. Near wing Gebhardt, she jacks up a 3. It goes in and out, no good. She walked as she was getting her feet set, and it's tipped possession with 9.5 to go in the first.
Yeah, that was going to be too quick of a shot. Down 5, they should have run it down and just got one last shot.
Here's Clodfelder in backcourt for tip. Red Devils across the timeline with 5 to play. Here's a long shot by Mader, high left, missed it, no good, a 3-pointer. Rebound is shoveled up and in. Nice play by Kendall Clodfelder as she gathered that ball down around her knees and scooped it off the glass and through before the buzzer. Tip 15, Fort Laramie 8 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley. Tonight, the Fort Laramie girls taking on Tippecanoe here at the Fort Laramie High School gym. 7-point lead for Division II powerhouse Tip as we start play in the second quarter. And Fort Laramie gets a nice jumper at the elbow on the right from Kenzie Holscher. It looked long, Chuck, when it left her hands, but it banked in off the square above the rim right down through.
Well, if you're straight on and you shoot it long, that works out well.
Here's a baseline drive, but Tippecanoe, a lot of contact. Players hit the deck, and it's ruled a shove against the offensive player for the Red Devils, Hinkle. Fifth team foul on Tip, only one on Fort Laramie so far. Redskins can afford to be very aggressive. Just one personal in this game through 8.5 minutes against the Redskins. Deep in the left corner, Gebhardt for Fort Laramie. Circles on top to Holscher. Holscher hooks it back to Hattie Meyer between the rings. Hattie to Holscher, 20 feet away on the right. Ball thrown down low on the right to Meiring. Meiring catches from 7 feet, banks it, it rolls off, no good. Tough break for her. Good possession by Fort Laramie. Redskins just did not finish. Ball thrown outside the arc in the right wing to Stewart for Tippecanoe. She dives into the lane, and she's clamped on the arm. Second, Fort Laramie fans not happy with that call.
I was looking right at it. I sure didn't see it. That's her second foul, though, so Kenzie's going to have to sit down for a little bit.
Been a few jeers from both sides of the house here tonight. Good entry down inside, but Tip caught by Stewart in the paint. Had the ball squeezed away from her, got it back and laid it in. Superb second effort by Stewart of Tippecanoe, which leads 17-10. 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Here's Ratterman outside the arc on the left. Starts a drive, pulls up, and connects on the 15-footer. Good-looking jumper by Taylor Ratterman of Fort Laramie. 17-12, Tip up 5. Here's a drive and a dish in the left corner. A long three, yes, by Mader. Mader swished one. She's also banked one from behind the arc, and it's 20-12 in favor of Tip. Forecourt right, Redskins. Shot fake, Gebhardt in the right corner. Starts a drive, can't shoot. Enters into the lane. Ball thrown on the arc to Ratterman. High arching floater from 20. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound pulled off the glass by Stewart of Tippecanoe. In backcourt to Klotfelder. 8-point lead, Tip. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Dribble up the left side of the floor by Haley Varvel is in now. Varvel gives straight on to Oslag, who nearly walked. Goes baseline right to Mader. She barges in toward the basket. Fort Loramie with an aggressive defense. Foul called, though, in the act of shooting. And Mader's got two at the stripe for Tip, which has widened the lead out to 8 at 20-12. Fort Loramie had closed within 5 before Mader's last bucket, a 3-pointer. Her free throw here is off to the right. Hey, what, Chuck? Fort Loramie has not backed down one bit so far in this game.
No, they're playing well. They've turned the ball over 6 times. That's maybe a little too many, but you knew they weren't going to walk away.
Right. Second free throw by Mader. Bingo, she hits it. 9-point lead, Tip. Ratterman down the floor for Fort Loramie. Hands it off deep in the left corner to teammate Macy Imwally, who's back in, a 5'8 sophomore. Right baseline, open player Alyssa Rossman, 5'7 sophomore, shot deflected. Tip comes down with it. Long throw by the Red Devils, broken up on the play by Ratterman. It goes out of bounds. 5:22 to go here in the second quarter. 9-point lead for Tip. Red Devils inbounding to Varvel center line. Ball fired to Mader in the right corner. High right to Klotfelder. Ball high over her head. Airmails one cross court to Varvel. Varvel goes baseline to a teammate who staggers and is traveling. 9-point lead, Tip. 5 minutes left, second quarter. 21-12 Red Devils. Ratterman for Fort Loramie walks it up over center circle. Spin move top of the circle. Gives it up on the right, then Ratterman gets it back. Long floater, 3-point land, off to the right, no good. Loose ball rebound in the lane. Tip digs it off the floor. Here's a long lead out, down to Mader. Hop, step, and a jump in the paint. Looked like she might have shuffled. Got the ball to go in, and Fort Loramie needs a timeout. Redskins crashing the offensive glass, paying dearly right there. Easy goal for Tip, which leads 23-12 with 4:43 to go in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
We have 4 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in the second quarter of play. Fort Loramie in possession to our left, behind by 11 to Tip. Redskins work the ball around the top of the circle. Right side throw to Holdhouse. And the ball is on the floor. Tip corrals her and is a bit too aggressive. Foul called against the Red Devils. Team foul 6. And I'm not sure if that was worthy of a personal foul.
Well, Holdhouse fell down with the ball. That's an automatic travel they didn't call. Didn't look like it was a very aggressive foul over there. But Hey, Lormie will take it. Team foul six on tip. Fort Lormie will shoot the 1-1 with the next one. Baseline player Heather Eilerman in off the bench now for Fort Lormie, 5'8 senior. Her shot is way strong. Easy rebound, weak side by Tippa Canoe, which throws it away. Good steal by Gebhardt. Gebhardt romps down the floor for Fort Lormie. Drives and gets the roll. Kennedy Gebhardt with a nice interception and then a run out the other direction to make it 23-14. Tip's lead is 9 over Fort Lormie with 3:50 to go in the second period. Here is Varble. Foul line extended right. Ball thrown left corner for Tip. Open look for the jump shooter. Ashley Mader, a 5'6 freshman. It's off the back iron, no good. Rebound is pounded out of bounds by Tip. Fort Lormie ball. Redskins behind but 9 with a surge before the break. Could make this interesting at halftime. Radiman veers right. Outside the arc on the left. Giving it up on the play to Macy Imwali. Now it is Radiman, 25 feet away on the right. Goes baseline right. Catching is Heather Eilerman, the 5'8 senior. Now straight away, Imwali. Baseline left, Gebhardt. High arching shot. A little long. Rebound down to Tip. Kennedy missed on the 18-footer. Tip running the floor. Beautiful. Wow. 3-on-2 break. Mader on the finish. Allison Mader, the senior, got the two-pointer. Well, she's played extremely well.
Yeah, I mean, we came in here taking a look and wanting to see Frederick play, but this is what we talked about. This was going to be a really good basketball team without the transfer.
No question. Here's Gebhardt inside the arc on the right wing. Shot is short, no good. Scrap for the rebound. Foul against Fort Lormie over the shoulder. 25-14. Tip leads Fort Lormie with 2:47 remaining here in the third quarter.
That's only the second quarter. That was wasteful thinking.
Did I say third quarter? Fort Lormie with all three timeouts remaining. Here is a bad pass, but Tip forecourt to the right, and then Fort Lormie fumbles it and loses it. And then Tip's got a short 2-on-1 to the basket. It rolls off the rim, and Fort Lormie gets the rebound. Hectic pace, frenzied right now. Gebhardt romps down the floor, gives it up to Abby Holdhouse into the lane. Right side pass to a teammate who launches and scores. Heather Eilerman, good-looking jumper right on the button.
Well, that got him back under 10 again.
25-17, tip by 8 over Fort Lormie. That shot by Eilerman, a 3-ball. Here's Tip throwing into the right corner. Oh, look at Eilerman. Pries the ball loose from the Tip player, who then gets a piece of it last. It goes out of bounds to the Redskins.
Well, I'll tell you, Heather has had some really good JV games through the years. I mean, she's got some talent, so I'm not surprised she's out there playing well right now.
She is our LaCal Equipment Spotlight performer here at the half tonight, is Heather Eilerman of Fort Lormie. Scoreboard clock says 2:01 to go in the second quarter, and the Redskins are with an 8, 25-17. I don't think anybody would have thought that Fort Lormie would be within 8 points with a couple minutes remaining in the second quarter, Chuck.
I agree 100%, and except for possibly Fort Lormie.
Right, and the Redskins are playing with that kind of confidence. Behind the foul line, Gebhardt is available. Missed the 17-footer. Heather Eilerman hooks up the rebound shot. It's no good. Tip's got the board. Here's a 2-on-1 break. Wide open player streaking in from the left wing. Gets the layup to fall. Callie Stewart on the deuce. The ball bounced around and dropped in. Outside the arc on the left, it is Fort Lormie with possession. Heather Eilerman to Radiman. Ball whipped into the right corner to Gebhardt. Minute 20 to go in the second quarter. Tip 27, Fort Lormie 17. Here's Hattie Meyer to Radiman. Right wing, starts to drive, pulls up outside the paint. Now to Eilerman in the right corner. Hattie Meyer straight away. Hattie with a spin move, elbow in the left. Bounces to Holdhouse in the lane. And wow. She leans in, goes up and under, drew a two-shot foul, no whistle.
There was some contact on that one, that's for sure.
No doubt about it. Loose ball down to Tip. Here's Frederick, hits a cutter in the lane. Ball thrown to a teammate deep in the left corner. Look out, Mader again. She pops home another triple. She's got 3 of them. What a great first half for Tip's Allison Mader, a 5'8" senior.
30-17, tip up at 13. Here is an overplay by Mader on the arc, who gets a piece of Hattie Meyer, who's at the stripe with the 1-1. 35.5 remaining here in the first half. Well, Allison Mader has been the difference in this game. You take her off the floor, Chuck, and Fort Laramie's got the lead.
Well, she's got 16.
Free throw by Hattie Meyer. Swish, she's got it. 30-18. Fort Laramie down a dozen. Second shot, Hattie Meyer. One dribble. Hits the back iron. Good hustle for the rebound in the corner by Holdhouse of Fort Laramie, but she cannot rake it in. Tip possession. Half minute remaining. Full court pressure by Fort Laramie. Ball inbounded to Mader, 80 feet from the basket. Behind the back on the dribble. Gebhardt's got her at midcourt. 26 seconds to go in the half. And here's the ball kicked on the play by Mader at the top of the circle because Gebhardt fouled her.
Yeah, she put a hand in the cookie jar, got caught.
24.7 to go here in the second. Tippecanoe 30, Fort Laramie 18. Ball inbounded to Stewart. Stewart left baseline, hits a cutter down the lane. Oslagi to the basket, shot it too hard. Rebound Fort Laramie, 3-on-2. Gebhardt pulls up, missed it, deflected. Picked up though by Holdhouse, back to Kennedy. Her 15-footer rims out, no good. And Tippecanoe comes away with it with 5 seconds left in the half. And here's an over-guarding foul in backcourt against Hattie Meyer of Fort Laramie.
That's still a common foul, so they're going to have to bring it back in.
Well, Redskins missed a golden chance at 2 points the last trip down.
Absolutely.
Midcourt, Mader for tip. On the bounce with three to play. Hooks it back outside to a teammate for a long triple. It is no good off to the left by Oslagi. And the first half comes to a close. Fort Laramie Lady Redskins, a good account of themselves here in the first half against Division II powerhouse Tippecanoe. Fort Laramie down a dozen. Most people thought it would be much worse after two periods of play. It's Tip 30, Fort Laramie 18 at the break here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Market. It's in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on the phone for high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley. Tippecanoe 30, Fort Laramie 18 here at the half. Up next in a moment, our Wilson Health Sports Medicine Halftime Report. You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Laramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, and Indianapolis. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com. That's G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. Tom and Jerry's is family-owned. It's built a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-295-3243. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Our halftime presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. It's Tippecanoe 30, Fort Loramie 18 here at halftime.
Well, you take a look at the much taller Tip City basketball team. They have a 16-12 rebounding advantage, but Loramie has a 6-3 rebounding advantage from the offensive boards. Little deceptive because they've missed quite a few more shots than Tip has. Turnovers, Fort Loramie turned it 8 times. Tip City turned it 7. 1-for-2 from the free throw line for Fort Loramie. Tip was 3-of-4. Individual scoring, it's all Allison Mader in the first half. She had 16 points in the first half. They got 6 from Callie Stewart. They got 4 from Frederick. They got 2 each from Klotfelder and Oslagi. They scored 15 in both quarters, 30 for the half. 4 for Holdhouse off the bench. I thought she had a terrific first half. 4 for Gephardt. Then they got 3 out of Heather Eilerman off the bench again. They got 7 points off the bench from those two young ladies. Then it drops down to Holscher with 2, Ratterman with 2, Myring with 2, and they got 1 out of Hattie Meyer. They scored 8-10, trailing 30-18 at the half.
Now, Chuck, when you say that Fort Loramie's got an offensive rebounding edge but has missed a few more shots, simply can't help it. Tip has height and, if not deflecting or blocking shots, certainly Fort Loramie shots are being altered.
Yeah, I mean, they got length, and when you got length in the lane like that, it's just real. No, you got to go up strong. You got to go up like you're the only one on the floor. The difference with girls and boys basketball, lots of the taller girls don't really jump, so it's hard to get them off their feet, but you got to go through those arms, and that right now is not what Fort Loramie's accomplishing. They got to shoot the ball a little better from the outside, I think.
Right.
And if they can do that, that's got to open some stuff up, and then that will give them a shot that's scoring on the inside a little bit.
But Fort Loramie is showing no fear of Tippecanoe here tonight. Red Devils, a high-quality Division II program with Alter on the downslide this season. Hey, Tippecanoe could very well be the favorite statewide to take the D2 championship. It's a club that has won 70 games over the last 3 years plus.
Well, Frederick sat down with 2 fouls early in the second quarter, and they didn't miss a beat. Mader took over, and I mean, they're not real balanced. I mean, so I thought Stewart played well, but they're a really good basketball team. I'm enjoying watching them.
About 4 minutes or so away from the start of the third quarter here tonight. That's our halftime report. Tippecanoe 30, Fort Loramie 18. Thanks to Halftime, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com is underwritten by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com. and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during girls' games, LaCal Equipment spotlights a player from the Shelby County School or the Midwest Athletic Conference School. Tonight, we recognize Heather Eilerman, a senior for Fort Loramie. She is the daughter of Tom and Denise. Outstanding 3.7 GPA, active in National Honor Society, volleyball, has played second base and center field for the softball team, a student council, history club, art club, book club, you name it. She will start college at Ohio State Lima, transfer to the main campus in Columbus, and pursue a degree in biology. She wants to be a veterinarian. And she says her favorite subjects in school, as you might imagine, are the sciences taught by Mrs. Schmidtmeyer and Miss Lytle. And you may recall a couple brothers and a sister who are all older than Heather, Zachary, Veronica, and Clayton Eilerman. They've all graduated from Fort Loramie. Heather Eilerman of Fort Loramie's basketball team, our LaCal Equipment Spotlight performer here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Do not miss out on the new inventory of fantastic furniture at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Take advantage of that September grand reopening at Goffney. A fine line of new inventory available. That's Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. Goffney Furniture, extremely high quality furniture priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee, Goffney Furniture. Go to the website for even more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Well, the second half starts with a bang for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Kennedy Gebhardt is left open deep in the right corner, and she launches a three ball and swishes it. And Tippecanoe's 12-point lead shrinks to 9, 30-21 early on here in the third. And as Tippecanoe enters the forecourt and has difficulty throwing the ball to the post, head coach Andy Holderman of Tip gets a timeout. 50 seconds gone in the third. Fort Loramie behind by 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get 5 delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
Good start for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Here opening the second half, Kennedy Gebhardt spots up. Wasn't guarded, and she airmailed in a triple to make it a 9-point contest. Tippecanoe inbounding to our left. Fort Loramie pressuring, and the ball is thrown to Frederick, high left. The big 6-foot post player, the transfer from Arizona, playing with 2 personal fouls, picked him up quickly here tonight for Tip. And she sat several minutes in the opening 2 periods. Frederick's got the ball right corner. Shot fake goes baseline. Outstanding play by Fort Loramie. Wow, Myring on the theft.
Stricter, that was nice.
Up the court, baseline right. Ball thrown opposite. to Meiring, trailing the play. Now thrown out to Holscher, straight on. Gebhardt dives into the lane. Thought about shooting, went up, dumped it down to Meiring, 8 feet away. Meiring turns to lay one up there, 3 seconds on Fort Loramie. Tough break for the Redskins, who got the ball in shooting position, but were in the lane area just a little too long. Good call by the referee. Minute and a half gone here in the third. Tippecanoe up 9, 30-21. Red Devils have the ball outside the arc on the left. It is Allison Mader, who's had a splendid first two quarters, 16 points. Now to Frederick at the elbow on the left. Goes opposite to Mader in the right corner. Ratterman's all over her and bumped her.
Well, they're playing strong. I mean, they're playing good defense. Got to keep their hands. They got to move their feet, keep their hands out.
Keep in mind, Tippecanoe beat earlier this year the number one team in the greater Dayton area, Division I Kettering Fairmont, by 6. And right now, Tip has a 9-point lead over Fort Loramie early on in the third, making 11 as Tippecanoe gets the benefit of an no travel call. And a baseline 5-footer is pumped up and in by guess who? Allison Mader once more.
Yes, she has been the star tonight, that's for sure.
Wow, 18 for her. Gebhardt nearly walks high right, shovels a pass to the post, stolen by Tip. Mader down the floor quickly, gives it up baseline right, shot no good. Frederick's rebound no good. Outstanding defensive rebound by Fort Loramie's Kenzie Holscher. Holscher went up high to snatch it. Threw it to Meiring in the left corner. Feeds back to Ratterman, open look from three-point land, hard, no good, and the ball is punched out of bounds on the play by the Redskins.
I'm going to sound like I want to be her agent, but I'm telling you what, after watching Kenzie Holscher play a game and a half, she is going to be an outstanding basketball player. She's going to become a scorer right now. She just does a lot of things really well.
Yep, she has sparkled all season long, just a ninth grader. Another very good game here tonight. Coming off her best scoring game, the last one, versus Fairlawn. Here's Frederick, open look, foul line extended right for Tippecanoe. In and out on the jumper. It was right on target, dipped in, came out of the cylinder. Fort Loramie quickly down the floor to Meiring. To Holscher, knifes her way into the lane. Dumps it down inside to Holdhouse. Good look on the play by Holscher. The shot by Holdhouse rolls off. She got the rebound back, up and in. Outstanding play by Abby Holdhouse of Fort Loramie. Good teamwork by the Redskins.
Staying in striking distance, still 9-point game.
32-23, Tip in the lead. Here's Mader, top of the circle, slipped to the floor for Tippecanoe, coughed up the ball. Meiring on a run out, gives it to Holscher for Fort Loramie on the arc, then she pulls it back out. Straight away, swings it near side to Ratterman, back to Kenzie, top of the key. Near side pass to Ratterman. Abby Holdhouse has not backed down a bit on the inside against two or three taller players for Tippecanoe. Holdhouse catches on the box, goes to Ratterman, baseline right, back to Abby from 15. Off the back iron, no good. Long rebound to Tip. Ball fed ahead to Frederick, all the way to the cup, up and in. 34-23, Tip up 11. Red Devils have gotten at least 6 points in this game as a result of Fort Loramie crashing the offensive boards hard and Tip getting run out baskets the other way. Holscher, foul line, Jay, off the rim, no good, rebound Tip. Here's Tip with a great fast break, 3-on-2, gliding to the rim is Frederick for another field goal, and Fort Loramie needs a timeout, trailing now by 13. 3:38 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work.
work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Redskins have fallen behind by 13 to Tip, which has gotten two easy baskets in the last half minute. Abby Holdhouse performing very well for the Redskins in the post. She's still on the floor as Fort Loramie works it to Heather Eilerman in the left corner. She starts a drive and dribbles off her leg. It goes out of bounds.
I still like the aggressive play that time by Heather. She just got the ball off her foot.
Yep, no question. Fort Loramie is playing aggressively both ends of the court. And the Redskins, with less than 4 minutes remaining in the third quarter, were down by only 9 in this game against Division II stronghold Tippecanoe. Little give and go. Bad sloppy pass by Tippecanoe. Mader tried to feed Frederick, and Fort Loramie had two young ladies break it up. It's Holscher down the floor for Fort Loramie. Outside the arc in the right to Ratterman. Straight away Holscher. Ratterman in the right corner. Ratterman guarded by Frederick, who comes out to greet her. Taylor at 5'5". Frederick at 6 feet. Fort Loramie gets a long three from the left wing. It is no good. Rebound below the rim by Meiring, and it's struck away by Tip. Tippecanoe fought the ball loose. Red Devils come out of there with it. Here's a pass down the floor to Osloggy in the lane. Hits the teammate Frederick on a weave. She glides through the paint, up and under for two. Boy, she dazzled right there.
I'm starting to see the smoothness that made her All-State in Arizona for
that
2 years.
Poetry in motion right there. 38-23 in favor of Tippecanoe, which fouls in the half court. Fort Loramie will inbound it with 2:15 remaining. Meyer, Gebhardt, and Rossman back in now for Fort Loramie. As Hattie Meyer, right in front of head coach Carla Siegel, will play it inbounds for the Redskins. That was the first team foul on Tip. Only two fouls called here in the second half. Here's the ball thrown right corner to Rossman. Good look underneath for Gebhardt. Ball is jammed to the floor by Tippecanoe. Red Devils thought it went off the head of a Fort Loramie player and out of bounds. I think so, but the officials didn't see it that way.
They blocked the shot right off her head and out of bounds.
Redskins retain it. Ball thrown from side court to the box, low on the right to Holdhouse. Fumbled it, got it back. Fed it to Gebhardt at the three-point line. Now straight away to Meyer. To Gebhardt. Jacks up the three from the right wing. Hits the flange. No good. Rebound left side of the floor. Mader for Tippecanoe. High dribble at the center stripe. Minute 50 left in the third. Mader fakes left, goes right, gives it to Frederick. Spin move around Meyer to the rim, in for two. Maddie Frederick starting to make it look easy. Here's a travel, four-court left. Ratterman tried to pull up and stop on a dime, couldn't do it. 40-23, Tip up 17. A minute 36 left in the third quarter. 8 straight points now by Tip. Hard for me to imagine, Chuck. There are many teams better in Division II in the state of Ohio than Tippecanoe. Tippecanoe better than most Division I programs.
Well, they beat a Fairmont team that's been over to Columbus quite a few times recently.
Exactly. Tippecanoe misfires on a three-pointer, then goes over the back on the rebound attempt, and Fort Loramie will bring it down the floor, trailing by 17 with a minute 26 to go in the third. We come right back here tomorrow night and look at the Fort Loramie boys for the first time this year, entertaining Franklin Monroe.
I might just stay here.
Here's a cross-court pass by Fort Loramie. Good look, low on the left. Shot blocked, though, as Meiring couldn't finish. Here's Frederick on the run toward the basket, and she lets it fly, motoring to the rim, and she triggered that ball from a good 8 feet away. It was a long, long layup, and it went in off the window.
Well, that was very athletic. I'm not sure she'd make 3 out of 10 shooting that. But.
Hattie Meyer with the ball to our right for Fort Loramie. Gives it up in the corner to teammate Macy Imwally. Back to Hattie straight on.
I mean, you look out there at the length of Tip City. They are, and they play good defense. They do a nice job of shading the person away from the basket. I'm impressed.
Here's Kennedy Gebhardt, who breaks it down. Good drive by her. She navigated the middle. Neat dish on the play to Holdhouse for the layup. Gebhardt and Holdhouse have performed nicely together tonight. 42-25. Tip up 17. Here's a ball jacked up behind the arc by Frederick. Straight on. Swish! Right through the bottom of the basket.
And she has a 13-point quarter going after sitting the entire second quarter with two fouls.
45-25. Gebhardt baseline right for Fort Loramie. Yes, the runner, but Gebhardt beats the buzzer. Outstanding play by Kennedy. Good-looking shot by Gebhardt as she took it around the tip player and launched it in while cutting toward the hole. Third quarter closes, Tip 45, Fort Loramie 27 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Fort Loramie inbounds to start the fourth quarter. And guess what? Frederick steals. She picked it off, darted toward the basket, pulled up below the rim, nails the shot, and is fouled in the act of scoring. And the lead for Tip is 20. It was Allison Mader in the first half. It's Maddie Frederick here in the second. Wow, what a 1-2 punch. Mader and Frederick for the Red Devils. Frederick missed the foul shot. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Meyer at midcourt. Hattie veers off to the left. Circles back to the near side. Being guarded closely by Mader. Now to Gebhardt. Gebhardt throws high down inside for a teammate. Off the fingertips of Macy Imwally. Out of bounds to Tippecanoe. It's 47-27 in favor of Tip with 7:38 to go here in the fourth quarter. It was a 32-23 game with under 4 to play in the third. So in the last 4 minutes or so, Tip has dominated Fort Loramie 15-4 in scoring. Red Devils led by Maddie Frederick. Here is Frederick on the arc, give and go, down the middle to the driver, all the way to the basket. A lot of contact near the rim and a foul. Kendall Klotfelder bumped by Myring. 2 shots for Klotfelder. Free throw by her is too hard, no good. Fort Loramie boys tomorrow night here against Franklin Monroe, and then Fort Loramie against Fairlawn Friday in a Shelby County League clash on scoresbroadcast.com. Both free throws are errant, and Holscher's got the rebound for Fort Loramie. Up ahead to Gebhardt. Far left side to Ratterman, available. 3-point land, rim, backboard, rim came off, and a good follow. What a play down low on the left by Myring of Fort Loramie, who earned the putback. 47-29 in favor of Tip. Here's Mader. Trying to break down the Fort Loramie defense, drives, feeds baseline left to a teammate. It's Varvel who overshot it from 5 feet, and Fort Loramie gathers it easily. Ratterman sprints up ahead with 6:45 to go in the fourth. Outside the arc on the left to Gebhardt to the foul line. Near side, Ratterman open, goes baseline, puts up a runner from 8 feet, bullseye. Taylor Ratterman on the money. Good shot by Taylor. And it's 47-31, four straight points by Fort Loramie. Redskins starting to shoot the ball better as this game progresses. The outside J is starting to go in. The jumpers are making connection for Fort Loramie. 6:12 left here in the game. Redskins zone now being challenged by Tip, which is holding the basketball.
Well, I don't know if they're going to attack it.
Here's a baseline pass by Tip, which tried to go inside against the zone and threw it out of bounds. 6:02 left here in the fourth. But Tip boosted the lead to 20, Chuck, and Fort Loramie has countered right back with 4 points of its own. Holscher to Gebhardt straight away. Near side pass to Ratterman around her defender. Loops it up on the go. It rolls off. Good strong rebound by Holscher. It bounds away. No good. Tough break for her. Tip comes away with the board. Deflected pass. Holscher on the interception. Feeds down low to Meiring. Meiring lays it up and in. 47-33. Six straight by Fort Loramie. Very good start to the fourth period here by the Redskins. Mader 25 feet away for Tip. Gives it up left corner to the jump shooter. Firing a three ball, Claire Hinkle. Bingo! She's on the money. It's ruled a deuce. She was straddling the arc, a two-pointer.
Well, I'll tell you what, the JV game, which was pulled away at the end, but that was one of the best girls' JV games I've seen. Both teams just shoot the heck out of it.
Agreed. Here's Kennedy Gebhardt shooting deep right corner for Fort Loramie. Short, no good. She hustles down the long rebound. Gives it up to Holdhouse, baseline right, and she swishes a 15-foot jump shot. 49-35, Fort Loramie out hustling Tip over the last 2 or 3 minutes and out shooting the Red Devils. 14-point lead, Tip, 4:54 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
An 8-2 run by the Fort Loramie girls over the last couple minutes. The 20-point Tip lead is 14. Tip still in command. And barring a collapse by Division II Tippecanoe, the Red Devils will win. But the Fort Loramie Redskins have given a very good account of themselves all night long here at the Fort Loramie gym. Against the strength of Division II girls basketball in the state of Ohio, Tippecanoe. Here's a drive into the paint area by Hinkle. She gave it up, got it back in the right corner for Tip. On a weave to Frederick, knocked away by Gebhardt. Ball rolls to midcourt, tracked down by Tip's Mater. Mater finds a teammate who tries a reverse layup below the backboard. It's wild and off the rim, no good. Rebound taken down by Eilerman of Fort Loramie, down to Holscher. Holscher finds an open teammate low on the left. Gebhardt can't get it to fall in, but she is challenged and fouled as she released. Both teams extremely unselfish, Chuck. That's been a big asterisk by that word, unselfish, for Fort Loramie tonight. A number of very good assists.
Yeah, outstanding. I mean, I've been impressed. But both teams, this is going to be a really good Division IV basketball team, and that could be the team that gets the big trophy at the end in Columbus.
Yep, in Division II, Tippecanoe. Well, Kennedy Gebhardt just drains two free throws. She has sparkled here tonight for the Fort Loramie Redskins against Tip. It's a 12-point game again, 49-37. 25 feet away on the left. It is Oslagi for tip. She hands to Callie Stewart. Stewart to Mader. Mader dribbles to the top of the key. Loops it into the right corner. Mader gets it back on the block. Shovels it with the left. It dances off the rim. Foul called. Two free throws for her. 7 seconds beyond the midway point of the fourth quarter. And tip in the lead by a dozen. Allison Mader, free throw line for tip. It is up and in. 50-37 for Red Devils. Chuck, you have been impressed with the entire Fort Laramie team here in this game tonight. For certain, a few or even several young ladies have stood out. Kennedy Gebhardt has been rock solid.
She's played terrific. Abby Holthouse, this is the best. I mean, we've only seen one game, but this is the best we've seen her play in a while.
Yes, off the bench, Abby has been splendid, and she scraps hard there for a rebound on a missed tip free throw. It's ruled a tie-up. And tip will retain the basketball. 3:51 to go here in the fourth quarter. Tip in the lead, 50-37 over Fort Laramie. Well, Redskins are going to wind up generating 40-50 points against a very tall, excellent Division II program here tonight. With the ball 25 feet away, it is the transfer from Arizona, Maddie Frederick, with the ball for Tippecanoe. She carves out space in the lane. Reach-in foul called while shooting, and Frederick's at the stripe with a couple.
Well, you can just see the smoothness in this young lady's basketball game.
Holdhouse picked up the foul. Frederick's free throw is lengthy. It's no good. 50-37 tip, 3:41 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Frederick swishes that one, 51-37, Tippecanoe. Fort Laramie's Holscher to midcourt. Fakes right, goes left. Tries to beat Frederick off the dribble. Does get the advantage, and Frederick fouls on the Holscher miss. And that's a good sign right there to see Kenzie break down the defense, get it down below the foul stripe, and shoot the basketball.
Well, you got a 5'11 freshman that truly is their best point guard right now.
Right.
She handles the ball really well. She sees the floor well. Outstanding passer. Her offense is going to come along. You mark my word.
First free throw, Holscher, no good. Second shot rimmed and came out. It was below the iron and snapped away to Tippecanoe. Red Devils, forecourt to our left. It's Callie Stewart behind the arc. In the left corner, Frederick. Oh, a good shake and bake move all the way to the rack and banked it down.
Well, that was a senior schooling a freshman right there on the offensive boards.
16-point lead tip, 3:11 to go in the fourth quarter. Holscher straight on, telegraphs a pass near side. Mader breaks it up, swipes it, runs down the floor and gets pushed near the rim. And she'll earn two free throws. 3:03 left in the fourth, 16-point lead tip. Fort Laramie Redskins have played mighty hard all night long, and it's a teaching moment right now for head coach Carla Siegel as she meets ninth grader Kenzie Holscher near the end of the scorer's table, and they chat about the last offensive series by Fort Laramie. The free throw is good by Mader, and it's a 17-point game. Make it 18 as she swishes both. 55-37. Fort Laramie behind with 2:50 to go in the fourth. Gebhardt high left with the ball. I like the way Kennedy uses that left arm to clear away the defender. Good pass to Holscher, baseline right. Throws the ball below the basket. Oh, what a pocket pass to Meyering on the finish. Beautiful play.
You're watching a seasoned senior team be battled by a bunch of youngsters, and I'm impressed with Laramie.
At the elbow on the right, wide open player for Tippecanoe, sinks the 15-foot jumper.
Oslagi.
Brooke Oslagi connects. 57-39. Every one of these young ladies for Tip can shoot. Two big stars tonight, Frederick and Allison Mader. Here's a post-up move in the lane by Meyering. Turn, shoots, danced off the rim, no good. Scrap for the rebound, low on the right, it's a jump. Holscher got in there for Fort Laramie. Mader for tip. Arrow favors the Redskins, who will inbound from the right of the basket with 2:09 left in the fourth. 57-39 Tippecanoe. Ball lobbed into Abby Holdhouse, top of the circle, undercut a little bit by the Tip player. Fifth team foul on the Red Devils. Should be a common foul. And momentarily, players line up on the lane. Ball will be thrown in by Holscher beneath the basket to the right. 2:08 to go in the fourth quarter. Holscher looks, lobs for Myring in midcourt, and overthrows her. Picked off at the other end, but Tip. Here's a driving layup all the way to the rim. Hinkle missed it, blew it. Rebounding foul in the left corner against Fort Loramie. No, it's against Tip. It will be Fort Loramie's possession. If it was a loose ball rebounding foul, it's...
Yeah, it's still common.
Yep, I thought maybe...
Team has six now.
Yep, I thought maybe it was Tip's seventh, but nope, it's six. Tip with wholesale substitutions at midcourt with a minute 50 to go in the fourth. Right wing, Ratterman finds Holdhouse down low in the right. Good, strong move to the cup, and she banks it down. Ratterman to Holdhouse for Fort Loramie. She concluded the play nicely. Strong effort by her, and it's 57-41. Tip in the lead by 16. Right corner, Oslagi. Goes down inside to Frederick. Ball kick, but Tippecanoe, which got it back. Here's a drive by Oslagi, nearly fouled. Loose ball. Fort Loramie gobbles it up. Holscher down the floor, feeds Ratterman. Inside the arc on the left, shot short, no good. Ball volleyballed around. Tip's got it. Foul against Fort Loramie with a minute 19 to go. And Tip in the lead, 57-41. Taylor Ratterman, Chuck, has not shot the ball real well tonight. But she can and has.
And will.
Yes, and will. In fact, she had a couple games earlier in the year. One against Botkins, she pumped in 15 points and drained two threes. So she is, no, drained three threes that particular game. Had 11. It was Gebhardt who dropped home 15 and made a couple threes. So they're capable. That's one thing that Fort Loramie was missing last year, Chuck, was three-point shooting from the perimeter.
Well, there is no better group of young ladies, sophomores and freshmen, to be coached by Carla Siegel.
Right.
They will turn in to be the best basketball players they can possibly be. That's a promise.
First free throw by Allison Mader. Good. She deserves the bonus and sinks it as well, and it's 59-41 in favor of Tippecanoe over Fort Loramie. Redskins substituting freely as well. Jaden Putoff, 5'10 freshman in. Holscher down the floor to Gebhardt on the left wing. 1:08 to go in the fourth. Now Holscher glides into the lane, lobs a pass down low on the left to Myring. Myring to Putoff, tussle for the loose ball. It's ruled a jump, and Tippecanoe gets the arrow.
Putoff's going to be another girl. She's a freshman, and she's had a couple of really nice JV games that we've seen.
Yeah, Fort Loramie won the JV game, as Chuck alluded several minutes ago. It looked like a varsity contest, didn't it?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, both teams shot the ball well and just played with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, this would have been a good evening for a doubleheader.
Yeah, it would have been.
On Scores broadcast. Here's a drive, but Tip, Aaron's shot, no good, much too long. Rebound down to Ratterman of Fort Loramie. 40 seconds to go in the fourth. Deep in the right corner, it is fed to Heather Eilerman. Drops it down inside to Rossman. Shot short, no good. Fort Loramie got it back. Nearly a tie-up in the left corner. It is ruled a jump. Arrow, Fort Loramie ball. Redskins send in Grace Ruenkamp, a 5'5 senior. Ratterman sits down. Players in double digits tonight, Chuck, for Fort Loramie.
They've got, Gebhardt has 11. They got 12 out of Holdhouse, and Myring just short at 8. On the other side, you got Mader with 23 and Frederick with 22.
So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Here's a baseline left jump shot by Fort Loramie. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound taken down by Tip. With 8 seconds to go, Tip up by 18. And the Red Devils will simply dribble away the final seconds. Fort Loramie played well. powerhouse Tippecanoe, just too much height and strength. It's an outstanding shooting club, too, with a lot of depth. And Tippecanoe will be heard from come tournament time, no question about it, in Division II. Excellent game, though, turned in by Fort Loramie tonight. Decided underdogs were the Redskins, but they played an excellent contest against Tip. Job well done by both clubs, JV game and the varsity game. Each one very competitive tonight here at Fort Loramie. Really enjoyed it. Entertaining girls basketball, Fort Loramie and Tippecanoe. One of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com is the Jewelry Barn, established in 2011. It's in Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. Think about gift ideas and the Jewelry Barn. Good combination, and a great combination of high-quality custom jewelry and affordable prices, too, at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. A qualified staff to provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn also offers free jewelry cleaning and inspection for worn prongs and loose stones. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair, is the Jewelry Barn in Rushi at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. Tell Jolene Rinderly you heard about the Jewelry Barn right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Phone 937-526-5557 for the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn on the web at jewelrybarnusa.com. Very good quality girls high school basketball here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, featuring Fort Loramie and Tippecanoe. Fort Loramie won the junior varsity game. Tippecanoe wins the nightcap by a final spread of 18. It was very competitive throughout, and the deficit for Fort Loramie was just 9 beyond the midway point of the third quarter. Chuck, what I liked was the fact that Tip then went on a surge, pushed it to 20, and lo and behold, Fort Loramie cuts it right back down to a dozen.
They got it back down to 12. You're right. I think the effort was outstanding by Fort Loramie. You don't expect anything less.
Nope.
But we watched a very, very good basketball team tonight in Tip City, and Loramie held their own. I mean,
yep.
you lose a game by 18 points, but you know, there is no shame in that, because they're going to beat some other teams a lot worse than that.
Quick highlights in terms of scoring. You've got a few asterisks there in the scorebook, noting Clancy's players of the game.
Right. Well, I've got two for Loramie. I know we don't do Tip because they're too far away, but if I did, it would obviously be Allison Mater and Maddie Frederick. And those two girls were just a lot of fun to watch. Frederick, my goodness, she was as advertised. She is so smooth. If she hadn't had to sit out the entire second quarter, she might have had 30. On the other side, I'm going with the Clancy's. I'm going to go with Abby Holthouse off the bench. Senior, did a terrific job, scored 12 points, battled on the boards. I was impressed with Abby tonight. If she plays like that the rest of the season, Loramie's just going to get better and better.
Hey, you know what, Chuck? Abby was our Local Equipment spotlight performer previous Fort Loramie girls game, and I asked her when interviewing her before that last Redskin game what her best game in her career was, and she mentioned the tourney game last year against Rushi. She did sparkle in that game.
Right.
She was a demon on the glass, got some points in the paint. I tell you what, if I asked her now, she'd say, Jack, it's the game tonight against Tip.
Well, because of the competition she played against tonight, that was a long, tall, talented. I mean, I've seen tall teams. That was a very talented tall team, and she had a terrific night. So, Abby Holthouse and Kennedy Gephardt. She had 11. I thought the sophomore was terrific tonight.
Yep.
Those are the two Clancy's players of the game.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's.
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
So many thanks tonight to our anchor underwriting sponsors, the Sydney Daily News, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the region, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Big shout-outs tonight to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's on the web at tomjerrys.com. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, shout-outs to them. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn. Gratitude as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney, from whom you've just heard. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for even more savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. In Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time, high-tech computer solutions and customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens, and Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 divisions. Action tomorrow from right here at Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie boys entertain Franklin Monroe, webcast time 7:10, and then Friday night, webcast time 7:40, Fort Loramie at Fairlawn. Chuck enjoyed it tonight. High-quality girls' basketball here at Fort Loramie. It was, and I can't wait to come back here tomorrow night and do it again. Tippecanoe wins the varsity game here this evening over Fort Loramie, which played extremely well in going down to defeat. That final tally was 49-31, or was it 59-41?
59-41.
Rhett Gish, our scores, broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee, stats, color, on-site engineering. Jack Kramer getting it right this time, saying good night from Fort Loramie, where Tippecanoe has beaten the Redskins 59-41.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.